Well, good evening, everyone. I'm always thankful for the opportunity that I have. You know, at work every once in a while, you have conversations that, you know, happen off to the side, and you don't hear the whole conversation, you know. You hear someone say this, you hear someone say that. Over the last couple of weeks, someone said something, and it just really got me thinking. I don't know if I heard it out of context or what happened, but someone said, I have no regrets. I started to think about that phrase, I have no regrets. And I just thought about myself, and I thought, man, I have a lot of regrets. When I reflect on my life, when I look back at my life, there are many things that I regret. There are many things that I wish I never did. There's many things I wish I could go back and maybe correct in some form or fashion. I have many regrets. Regret is defined as a feeling of sadness, repentance, or disappointment over something that has happened, something that has been done. You know, and I think, you know, sometimes people will say that, and sometimes I think they're saying it, and some people might think it's nitpicking, but I don't know if I could ever say that I have no regret. Because I see regret very closely tied to that special word, repentance. So if I'm going to say I have no regret, I think that almost what you're leading to is I have no repentance, which certainly I don't want to have when it comes to the judgment day. But it's interesting how regrets are perceived by individuals and our lives and mistakes and the way people handle their mistakes in their lives. And I started reading articles about regret, and of course there was this one article I found that talked about older individuals right before they're about to die. They ask these individuals what they regret. You know, what they are sorry about, what they wish they could go back and correct, and that article had a list. This was just a list that article had, these regrets that these individuals had as they closed in at the end of their life. One was, they were not careful enough choosing a life partner. That was regret number one that they found consistent between individuals. Number two was not resolving family problems and issues. Another regret was putting off saying how you feel. Another one was not traveling enough. Another one was spending too much time worrying. Another regret was not being honest. Another regret was not taking enough career chances throughout life. Another one was not taking care of their body. Certainly there's so many things that we could regret, but what I want to focus in and hone in this evening is regrets that we might have at the end of time if we don't handle our life in a correct manner in relation to our spiritual lives. See, it's interesting what the world prioritizes. Even when I look at that list, I kind of think, you know what, some of those things are really not that important in the grand scheme of things, in the grand scheme of life. You know, I don't know if I'm really going to be sorry that I didn't travel, you know. I mean, in terms of my spiritual life, I don't know if that's going to be a big concern. But it's interesting what the world prioritizes. And you know, life has an interesting way of constantly reminding us and bringing us back to those things that are most important. When accidents happen, when there's death, disease, when there's disasters, it seems like everyone seems to try to point their lives back and they try to say, what is really important? But can someone say they have no regret? How could you say you have no regret in relation to, I think, our spiritual lives in relation to repentance? Because repentance is tied to sorrow, and it relates to repentance, and it's related to disappointment over something that has happened or been done in the past. And when I think about regret, I think of sin. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Certainly there's some regret there when we realize that we've sinned, realize that we've made a mistake. And I think that is a mark of true repentance when we say, I have made a mistake and I would do anything I could or anything that I can to make that right. You know, repentance. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10, it says, for godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death. And we're consistently reminded throughout our lives about those things that are really important, those things that really count, particularly in our spiritual lives. In Mark chapter 8, verses 36 through 37, it says, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul, or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Are we really prioritizing the things that are important in our lives so that when we come to the end of our lives, perhaps we can say, maybe we don't have no regrets, but perhaps we can say we have limited our regrets, particularly in our spiritual lives. What are things that people will regret at the end of their lives? Of course, this is not a list that is, you know, complete by any means, but these are just things that came into my mind. What are things that people are going to regret in relation to spiritual life when they come to the end of their lives? You know, if you had 1 week left to live, how would you handle it? You know, our life is short, life is fragile, and we realize that death is inevitable. Just the wrong place at the wrong time can be the end. What are things that you would regret? Number one thing I thought about is failing to study your Bible. It's something I think so many people overlook so many times. Bible reading is pushed to the side. It's pushed out of our lives because we're so busy. We have so many things going on. Our Bible study is just pushed to the side. And I think people will regret that when it comes to the end. In Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because they have rejected knowledge, I will also reject them from being the priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children." Certainly, studying the Bible and making sure we have a knowledge of the teachings of the Bible, what God says, is important. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, it says, "Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." It is so important that we study our Bible. That is not something that I want to regret, not studying my Bible when it comes to the end of time. You know, my phone just got updated recently, and my phone updated with this new thing that my phone does. It's called screen time. And what my phone does is it records my screen time for the week, and 9 a.m. Sunday, it sends me a little message of how much time I spent on my phone, and it breaks down what time I spent on each thing. You know, there's no hiding when that report comes. God's trying to compete with my wife. I try to keep my numbers below hers. Because certainly we know that we all have these phones and they all seem to be attached to us, you know. But I start to look at those times and I start to consider, you know. I start to look at those things, you know, I kind of regret that I was on YouTube that long. You know, I kind of regret that I was on this that long. But you know what? When I look at my Bible at times, I never regret that. You know, I never regret the time that I was on the Bible app. You know, reading my Bible, studying my Bible, looking up verses and things of that nature. I never regret that time. But I regret all those other things. All those other things that come into our life that seem so important and so urgent at the time, we feel like that. We have to answer this text. We got to do this. We got to make these calls, all these things. We get lost in life. We get lost in the games. We get lost in everything else, all these things, instant gratification. And we miss out on those things that are truly important. See, when it comes to the end of life, I think people are going to regret that they failed to study their Bible like they should, to look at the Bible the way they should, to read the Bible like they should. Another thing I think people are going to regret when it comes to the end is never obeying the gospel. Never obeying the gospel, the truth of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. In Acts chapter 9 and verse 6, it says, "So he trembled and was astonished, and said, Lord, what do you want me to do?" Then the Lord said to him, "Arise and go to the city, and you will be told what you must do." How many people will wish they'll have that opportunity to be dead? That they can go and take care of those things that they know they need to take care of to make their lives right. When they come to the end of their lives, and they realize it's over, and what they realize is they're out of opportunities. They're out of chances to obey the gospel. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 8, it says, "In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ." See, people get comfortable throughout this life. A lot of times they get in a situation where they keep pushing it off and pushing it off, pushing it off obeying the gospel. And then it becomes a regret that they'll have for eternity. People get so comfortable that they really miss out on the things that are important in life. Those things that are truly going to be regretted when it comes to the end. Number one, I think people are going to regret failing to study their Bibles. I think people are going to regret never obeying the gospel. You know something else I think people are going to regret? Living worldly. It's so easy to get lost in the world and all the material things around this world. It seems like things in our lives are so important and so pressing, but in the grand scheme of life, they don't really matter. But to us, in that situation, in that trial, in that tribulation, when we're at that job interview, whatever, in that moment, it feels like it's so important. It's got to be the number one thing in our lives, and all those important things get pushed to the side. And then once we come to the end of life, we realize, man, some of those things were just not that important. It wasn't that important, this or that or the other. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21, it says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So many of these things that we get lost in, that our time gets consumed with, they're just not that important. But it's funny how we try to elevate these things sometimes. They seem to take over our lives so sneakily that we don't even realize what's going on. And before we know it, we're at the end of our lives. We haven't put first things first. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 7, it says, "The world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever." The world is passing away. And it's amazing how much time we invest in the things of the world, how little time we really focus on those things that are spiritual, those things that matter the most. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 10, it says, "Now godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we will carry nothing out. And having food and clothing with these, we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." You know, that little phrase there in this passage in verse 7, it says, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. But yet we invest so much time in the things of the world." Now, I understand things are important. We have to eat. We have to have clothes. We have to have shelter. These things are important. And we can have these things without crossing the sinful line. But we know that many times people are straying from the faith because they're drawn away by worldly things. They're drawn away by things of the world. And I think that they will regret living worldly. Regretting you've invested so much time in something that's just passing away. Regretting that you've invested so much time in something that you can't take with you. Regretting that you've put so much time, so much care, so much investment, and yet it's nothing that you can take with you. I think people will regret many of the things that they do in this world in terms of worldliness and their lifestyle. And there's something else that I think people overlook so many times, is I think people will regret disobeying their parents. I think people will regret disobeying their parents. You know, there's many times when I look back when my parents tried to give me some good advice, and it seems like I just looked over the way and I just let it pass through my ears. I think there'll be many regrets on Judgment Day because people disobeyed their parents. But disobedience in general, I mean, that's an idea that's taught by the Bible. As long as someone's not telling us something that contradicts the Bible, I think the Bible teaches us this idea of obedience and being submissive. But I think people will regret being disobedient to parents. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 20, it says, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord." I think disobedience in all forms will bring regret in the end, particularly when it comes to God's Word and the things that He has taught us and the things that we just push to the side and say, no, those really aren't important. Certainly, there's so many more things we could add to this list. But when I think of these things and I analyze myself and I think, will I ever regret? Are these things that I will ever regret? Will I ever regret studying my Bible? Will I ever regret that? Will I ever regret obeying the gospel? Will I ever regret that? Will I ever regret living worldly? Will I ever regret disobeying my parents? I mean, when we think of these things from both sides, doing them in a correct way, doing them in an incorrect way, there's never been a time where I read my Bible and said, you know what, I shouldn't have read my Bible. I just shouldn't have done it. You know, there's never been a time in my life where I sat down and said, you know what, I shouldn't have obeyed the gospel. You know, I shouldn't have done that. That was a horrible decision. Why would I ever have made such a decision as that? There's not times in my life when I really regret those things, but it's interesting how many times I try to push those things out of my life. How many times I try to push Bible study out of my life. How many times I try to push Christianity out of my life. How many times I try to push my parents out of my life. How many times I try to bring the world into my life. And yet those things are the things that I'm going to regret when it comes to the end. What will you regret when it comes to the end? Of course, we don't want to always look from that angle. What are some things that we could do in this life that we know that we would never regret? That if we lived our lives in such a way, and we did these things in particular, that we would have no regrets in some regard. Of course, we know we'll always have regret in terms of sin, but living our life in such a way that we're limiting our regret. You know, I don't think you'll never regret doing God's will. Because at the end of time, you're going to have to give an account. Account to who? Account to God. Account to God about what? His will. And how you live your life according to it. In Romans chapter 14 and verse 12, it says, "So each of us shall give an account of himself to God." Romans chapter 14, verse 12. "So then each of us shall give an account of himself to God." Is that going to be an account where you're going to have to lay out all these regrets? God, I didn't keep your will here, I didn't keep your will here, so on and so forth. I don't want to be ashamed at the end of time. I want to do God's will to the best of my ability. One thing I don't think I will regret is every soul that we help, save, or restore. And of course, we know the power with God in relation to individuals being saved, but I don't think that we're ever going to regret doing evangelism in any form. Whether it's trying to win someone back to Christ, someone that's wandered away from the fold, and we try to bring them back, I don't think we'll ever regret that when it comes to eternity. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 16 says, "Take heed to yourselves and to the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you." I don't think you'll ever regret evangelizing. I don't think you'll ever regret trying to spread the gospel to those that you love. I don't think you'll ever regret that. But how often do we pump the brakes on that one? You know, I don't want to spread the word about Jesus. You know, I don't want to evangelize. I don't want to tell my co-worker this. I don't want to do... You'll never regret it. You'll never regret it. At least not in our eternity perspective. You'll never regret that. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, it says, "And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." You'll never regret preaching the gospel. In James chapter 5, verse 19, it talks about erring brethren. It says, "Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back." You know, that idea of helping to turn a brother back, you're never going to regret that. Luke chapter 15 and verse 10, it says, "Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." You're not going to regret trying to win people to Jesus. You know, I think back on my life, I started traveling and preaching around when I was 18, and I started one place, and then someone else asked me, and someone else asked me, and then it seemed like pretty much I wasn't at my home congregation anymore because I just traveled to all these places, you know. It was a lot of time, a lot of hard work. Broke down a few times on the way, broke down on the way back, pulled over on the way there, pulled over on the way back. I mean, all kinds of things happened to me. Never regretted it. Never regretted it once. Never regretted all the time, all the hard work, all the hours, all those things, all the travel, all the things that we went through as I traveled to congregations and we tried to work out our salvation in fear and trembling. Never regretted preaching the gospel. Not once. Something else I think we won't regret is children we raise to God's glory. I don't think we'll ever regret that. Doing the best we can to raise our children in the ways of God. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4 it says, "And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." In Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6 it says, "Train up your child in the way he shall go, and when he is old he shall not depart from it." We'll never regret raising our children to be Christians, to be servants of God. Something else I think that we won't regret is walking by faith in dark hours. There's so many things that happen to us in this life, so many things that are thrown into our lives that we don't expect, that we don't plan on dealing with, that we have to go through. Trials, tribulations, disease, disaster, accidents, all kinds of things happen to us each and every day, to our families, to our loved ones, to our friends, to those that we care about so deeply. You'll never regret walking by faith in dark hours. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7 it says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." You know, that idea of walking by faith and not by sight, putting our trust in God and letting Him show us the way. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path." You never regret walking by faith in dark hours. letting God direct your path, letting God show you the path that you need to go. Let God light your path. Because certainly that's what we need. We need God to show us the way. It's impossible for us to have faith without listening to His Word. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." We'll never regret walking by faith in dark hours. Something else I don't think that we'll regret is extending a helpful hand. Extending a helpful hand to those that are around us. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 through 10, it talks about, it says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially those of the household of faith. Let us do good to all, let us extend that helping hand." You know, a lot of times individuals will look at these and say, "You know what, pal, you know, you say that you'll never regret these things, but, you know, I can think of this situation or this situation, and, you know, I might have regretted this or regretted this or regretted this." But I'm talking about in terms of your spiritual life. In terms of your spiritual life, if you really boil it down, you really think about it, if you extend a helping hand, are you going to regret that in terms of your eternity? I don't think so. Are you really going to regret, in terms of eternity, walking by faith in dark hours? I don't think so. Are you really going to regret in eternity raising your children to God's glory? I don't think you're going to regret that. I don't think you're going to regret spreading the gospel in any form that you can. You know, regrets are so hard, and it's a mind game when you start thinking about it. There are so many things in my life that I just wish I had to rewind. I wish I had that rewind button, and I wish I could push, go back, and do it over again. You know, I think being a perfectionist is throughout this life, you realize that you cannot be a perfect individual. You're going to make mistakes along the way. Particularly in preaching, that's something that I've always struggled with. It's always been an internal dialogue, you know, you're not good enough. Why you? You know, all these things, you know, they creep into your mind. But, you know, as I look back over the course of my life, there are some things I don't regret. And when it comes to my spiritual life, those are things that I don't regret. And I don't think I ever will. Those things that really matter, those things that are really important, those things that I've tried to do in accordance to God's will, I don't think I'll regret those. But it's interesting, the things that we will regret, and that as we discuss it here and we look at it, and we look at these things and we say, yeah, at the end of my life, I probably will regret living worldly. You know, coming towards the end of my life, I probably will regret because I didn't study my Bible maybe perhaps as much as I should. And all these things we can agree on, and we can say, yes, I think I'll regret that at the end of my life. But then we look at our lives, and we start to analyze our lives, and we start to see those same things that we say, I will regret at the end, are the things that we find ourselves doing. It's a constant battle every day. I don't think it is this idea of, I have no regret. It's the idea of trying to limit your regret. You know, I don't want to have regret when it comes to the end of time. But I think really the realistic observation is, I'm going to do my best to limit my regret by the end of my life. And the only way that I know how to realistically do that is living for Jesus Christ all of my life. To the best of my ability, live for Jesus Christ. And when I come to my end of my life, I think I'll be able to look at my life and say, I didn't live a perfect life by any means. I made mistakes. There's things I wish I could go back and correct. But I think I limited my regret because I decided to follow Jesus Christ. Because I tried to live the way that He taught. I tried to conduct myself in a way that He wanted me to conduct myself. And I tried to align my life with the spiritual priorities that Jesus told me to align my life. And if you align your life with Jesus Christ, you'll certainly limit your regret. You'll limit the regret that you have in your life by following Jesus Christ. Regrets are such an interesting thing. They can consume your mind. If I could just go back. If I could just go back and do it one more time. If I could just have one more chance to obey the gospel, if I could just have one more hour to study my Bible, if I could just have one more this, one more that, if I could just have one more, I would go back and make it right. The best way to do that is don't put yourself in that situation. Make the most of every moment that you have upon this earth, serving Jesus Christ and living the Christian life. perhaps you need to become a New Testament Christian this evening. You realize that as you look, maybe you have got off center. You're prioritizing the wrong things, not thinking about the right things. Perhaps you realize that you have regret over some of the sins that you committed, some of the things that you put to the back burner that you know that you need to take care of. We pray that you'll take care of those this evening. Become a New Testament Christian. Perhaps you've walked off the straight and narrow path, and you realize that if you die, you are not going to be in a good condition. You are going to have an eternity of regret. And to be honest with you, that's one of the biggest fears I have in relation to eternity. Because if I miss heaven, I am going to have all kinds of regrets that are going to creep into my mind throughout eternity. I want to limit regret as best I can. The only way I know how to do that is by following Jesus Christ to the best of my ability. Perhaps you need to become a New Testament Christian. Perhaps you need to pray for the church in some way. Perhaps you have questions. We'd love to help you any way we can. If you're subject to invitation, we ask you to please come as we stand and as we sing.